today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever was there will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Oh, no, 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 no. That may be a song about bears, and that may be a gay artist, but Michael Feinstein is no bear. Just wanted to see if you were paying attention. This is part two of Bear Music, and let's continue our interview with Martin Swinger. Now, Waltzing with Bears was also on your Singing Out recording from 1994.
Yeah, it was, all those years ago. Waltzing with Bears was originally a book written by Dr. Seuss called My Uncle Williker Goes Waltzing with Bears. But then Dale Markson picked it up and turned it into My Uncle Walter Goes Waltzing with Bears, which is a very popular song at the folk festivals for the children's stage. But when I came across the lyrics and read this whole thing, I couldn't believe what I'd found is an incredible double entendre song about My Uncle Walter Goes Waltzing with Bears. And all the adventures that he goes through were so funny in told in double entendre. So without having to change a word, I sing this children's song and totally ruin it for anybody that's ever appreciated it as a children's song.
My Uncle Walter goes waltzing with bears. It's a most unbearable state of affairs. Every Saturday night he creeps down the back stairs, sneaks out of the house and goes waltzing with bears. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. My Uncle Walter goes waltzing with bears. I went to his room in the middle of the night. I tiptoed inside and I turned on the light. But to my dismay, he was nowhere inside. I think Uncle Walter goes waltzing at night. I bought Uncle Walter a new coat to wear, but when he came home, it was covered with hair. And lately I've noticed there are several new tears. Yeah, I'm sure Uncle Walter's been waltzing with bears. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. My Uncle Walter goes waltzing with bears. We told Uncle Walter that he should be good and do all the things we say that he should. But I know he'd rather be out in the woods. I'm afraid we'll lose him, lose Walter for good. We begged and we pleaded, oh please won't you stay? And we managed to keep him at home for a day. But the bears all barged in and they took him away. Now he's waltzing with pandas and he can't understand us. But the bears all demand at least one waltz a day. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. My Uncle Walter goes waltzing with bears. I asked Uncle Walter just how it feels to be light on your feet and to kick up your heels. He said we shall see what the music reveals. Tonight when the bears teach us polkas and reels. That night when the moon rose, we crept down the stairs. He took me to dance where the bears have their lairs. We danced in a bear hug with nary a care. It all feels like flying, there is no denying. And now my pajamas are covered with hair. We go wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. My Uncle Walter goes waltzing with bears. Now my Aunt Matilda was as mad as could be. Walter, that rat, never waltzes with me. So she took her fur coat and remodeled it so she can go waltzing and Walter won't know.
She goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on her Aunt Matilda won't do. So she can go waltzing, waltzing Matilda. My Aunt Matilda goes waltzing with bears. I snuck out the back door and over the wall. The shadows were long and I'm not very tall. Then a bear came right over and offered his paw. Now Walter and I are the bells of the ball. We go wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he could go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. My Uncle Walter goes waltzing with bears.
So you've got four bear songs on that Bear Naked CD. That's probably more bear songs than any other CD I can name.
Well, it's why we called it Bear Naked. That was the whole idea. So I thought if I was able to come up with four that actually mentioned bears, I thought it was doing pretty good. After that, we went to Policemen and Cowboys.
I was going to ask, how did you pick the other songs for the album?
Again, just trying to keep an open mind about what subjects might appeal to bears. I knew food would. That's where Huggin' and Chalkin' came in. The song I Want a Man is just a great description of the, I think, the craziness that we go through, anybody goes through, looking for a partner. I want a man who'll do the dishes. I want a man who'll make the bed. I want a man who's not suspicious. I want a man who's halfway dead. It's very funny the way the song plays out, and I thought it was kind of a universal theme. So that's what I was looking for, more broad themes.
Well, you got to tell me about You Baby Too.
Oh, You Baby Too. There's another one that Brian helped me write. We were part of a group for a while discussing the concepts of polyamory. And we were on a newsletter for a while that we were getting out of California. And they announced they wanted to have a polyamory songwriting contest. So inviting their members to send songs about polyamory. So Brian and I kind of knocked our heads together, and I came up with this song about You Baby Too. He helped me with the lyrics and the ideas for it. I love you, baby, and you, baby, too. The idea of singing to two people. So we created this little song, and me and you and you and you and you, three heads are better than one, created this little song, sent it into the competition, but we didn't win anything. But we had so much fun with the song that I thought that was one to put on the album. I've run into, you know, surprisingly, at any bear gathering, you'll meet at least one triple rather than a couple. Two bears that have accepted a third, you know, brought a third bear into the relationship somehow. And that's a concept that doesn't frighten us, let me say, that we welcome, in fact. So it just made sense, and we had a lot of fun with the song. So it's a lot of fun to share. We always pull somebody up on stage to be the third.
I love you, baby, and you, baby, too. I may be crazy, but love you, I do. Our love is only between you and me and you. We were happy when we were two, and we're still happy since we found you. It's all together, whatever. It's like we were one, you and me, and we are such fun. Three heads together are better than one, two, three. I can't imagine us feeling alone. As long as there's at least two of us home, we'll have each other wherever we roam, us three. Fun. Three heads together are better than one, two, three. I can't imagine us feeling alone. As long as there's at least two of us home, we'll have each other wherever we roam.
I'd like to go back to your 1994 release, Singing Out, and ask you about military ditty, Give Us Our Own.
Yeah. Oh, they came as two separate songs. I don't remember what inspired Give Us Our Own. I wrote that one originally. But I kept thinking about the concept of, you know, if I don't like this game, I'll take my football and go home. That childish attitude, if the game doesn't get played my way, I'm not going to play. And sort of relating that to the way the U.S. government treats gay people. And the response to that is, okay, so if we can't play your game, then maybe we need our own game. And so it was kind of a backlash to say, well, give us our own army, give us our own cities, give us our own United States, give us our own matrimony's holy state, give us some version of it, but give us our own thing. If we can't share what the benefits that regular married couples have got and that straight people have got, why can't we have our own version of that? So that's where that idea came from. A pretty strong statement. People have called it a gay anthem, and that's fine with me because that's the way I feel when I sing the song. I was down doing some recording with a friend in Portland, visiting the DJ one evening, doing a little bit of recording, and this was right about the time the whole controversy about gays in the military was up, and Bill Clinton came up with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So it was very much in the paper at the time. And Chris said to me, well, have you got a song about gays in the military? I said, no, not yet. He said, I'll be back in 5 minutes. And he walked out of the room. And I thought, okay, there's a challenge. So I pulled out a piece of paper and a pen and started playing around, just sort of wrote what came to the top of my head. And 5 minutes later, when he came back, I'd written the military ditty. And luckily, I was able to wrap my fingers around the chords and play it for him, which he recorded. And then he sent that out to the radio show, This Way Out, and they were, of course, discussing the same issue at the time. So that's probably the closest to a timely, topical song I've ever written that actually got out there. But that's what the military ditty was all about.
Now, instead of playing his 1994 version of those two songs, I'm playing a live version that he did during Bearapalooza 2004 in New York City.
Sitting in the foxhole, dodging all the shrapnel, waiting for my time to come. When along came a general with word from the Capitol, told me that I'd have to run. I asked, what's the problem? General said, son, I've heard you're a queer, so you better run along now. Didn't like you anyhow, get your butt out of here. Well, I've been doing a good job, my record compares to none. It's okay if I kill a man, but I better not get caught loving one. And the moral of the story is to fight for love and glory, never mind it if you're straight or gay. I'm proud to be queer, that's the reason that I'm here, fighting for freedom in the USA. Give us our own army. We could use a few good men and women to defend the lesbian gay. We'll fight for our freedom and demand a few amends to the laws that take our rights away. Give us our own, give us our own, give us our own, 'cause we are here to stay. Give us our own, give us our own. Give us our own lawyers, our own courts and our own land, our own schools and our own families. Give us our own cities and our own United States. We declare our sexual liberty. Give us our own, give us our own, give us our own, 'cause we are here to stay. Give us our own. Give us our own, give us our own, 'cause we are proud and gay. Give us our own communion, matrimony's holy state, with benefits and health insurance plans. We'll take each other hand in hand, woman to woman and man to man.
us our own. Give us our own. Give us our own. 'Cause we are here to stay. Give us our own. Give us our own.
You've got quite a fan in Freddie Freeman.
Well, he's a real sweet man, and I'm a Freddie Freeman fan as well. He's an amazing performer, an amazing energy, creating all the Bearapaloozas, all that work that he's doing is just magnificent, and he's an incredible performer. When I hear him live, oh my gosh, he just he's an incredible writer, and his voice is so good, and he's great about getting people up singing with him, and I'm in awe of him. So we're in a mutual admiration society.
And he emailed to me, he referred to you as the godfather of bear music.
He called me that on stage one night, too. I think it's just because, thanks to my partner's hyper-awareness, I was a step ahead of the curve. Putting out the Bear Naked album was really one of the first ones that was marketed directly to bears.
And we're going to talk with Freddie Freeman in a few minutes, but I've got another bear song I just have to play. It was originally written around 1974 by a country artist named Stephen Fromholtz and appeared on his album, A Rumor in My Own Time. As far as I know, he's straight, and the cover of his album certainly has him looking very much a bear. The song is called Bears, and the lyrics of it have many, many parallels to two-legged bears. This was not unnoticed by Mark Weigel, another of my favorite artists, who included the song on his 2002 album, Out of the Loop.
Woof.
Say there ain't no bears in Arkansas. Some folks never seen a bear at all. Some folks say that bears go around eating babies raw. Some folks got a bear across the hall. Some folks say that bears go around smelling bad. Well, others say that a bear is a honey sweet. Some folks say this bear's the best I ever had. Some folks got a bear beneath their feet. Some folks drive the bears out of the wilderness. Some see a bear would be fate. Me, I just bear up to my bewildered best. Some folks even see the bear in me. I just bear up to my bewildered best. Some folks even see the bear in me. So meet a bear and take him on out to lunch with you. Well, even though your friends may stop and stare, just remember that's a bear there in the bunch with you. And it just don't come no better than a bear. Meet a bear and take him on out to lunch with you. Well, even though your friends may stop and stare, just remember there's a bear there in the bunch with you. They just don't come no better than a bear. Oh, they just don't come no better than a bear. They just don't come no better. They just don't come no better. Just don't come no better than a bear.
Believe it or not, folks, that song was written in 1974 by a guy named Stephen Fromholtz. And the first time I heard it, you know, myself thinking of two-legged bears, I just about drove off the road and So there's just plenty of double entendres going on in that one.
I couldn't resist playing a clip I had of Mark Weigel extroing that song. And here's another clip I can't resist. For those of you who visit the site YouTube, you may want to check out the parody video called The Brady Bears. Here's the music portion of it.
Here's a story of a handsome grizzly who was bringing up three very handsome cubs. All of them had fur of gold, like their grizzly, the youngest one, a chub. It's the story of a bear named Brady, who was busy with three cubs of his own. They were four bears, living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the grizzly met his daddy, and they knew that a house they must share. That this group would somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bears. The Brady Bears. The Brady Bears. That's the way we became the Brady Bears.
And from the cable channel cartoon show Queer Duck, here's a clip featuring Bipolar Bear.
Deep in the heart of Castro Street, where people live life with flair, there's Queer Duck and Gator and all the rest, and best of all, Bipolar Bear. Bipolar Bear, Bipolar Bear, he's lazy and crazy and queer.
I'm watching some Halloween special. They're decorating a pumpkin. No, wait. That's Rosie O'Donnell getting a makeover.
And next, in this scene, he's on Hollywood Squares.
Doc, I have this crazy reoccurring dream. I'm trapped in a box, and suddenly I hear someone call my name.
I'll take Bipolar Bear to block.
Pole, Goldie Hawn said she went through it once and never wants to go through it again. What is it?
The French Revolution.
The last interview of this very full show is with Freddie Freeman, and you've heard him mentioned a couple times already. I met him almost 5 years ago, in March of 2002, when he was first beginning to brave sharing his music with people, and I was immediately impressed. Here's a short review quote I wrote about him at that time. Freddie Freeman's music is a wonderful acoustic folk blend of great guitar work, insightful lyrics, and tender harmonies that wrap around a warm, soul-searching voice. You can tell I liked him right away. And he blossomed fast. That year he released his first CD and became the founder of Bearapalooza. And his music has expanded to include many genres. He's just released a new album called Break the Silence, and I asked him about it.
Break the Silence is an album that I've been working on for about 6 years now. It's a collection of songs that represent a lot of the struggles that I've been through, a lot of the growth and a lot of the lessons. It crosses a lot of genre lines. It's really hard to put me in a genre category, because you might go from, like, the opening track is very, very rock, like very bar rock, and then you go into a folk country kind of sound. It just runs across a wide spectrum of what I've been influenced by growing up and as a musician, as an adult. Lyrically, it has a lot of lyrics about accepting yourself and growing and learning, dealing with heartbreak. And I kind of look at the album as just a glimpse into my journey over the last 10 years or so. And there's a lot of great musicians on it, and they really capture what I think I'm about. My pride in being an out gay artist. My pride in my art and my pride in my identity as a bear are all included in this.
You've got some pretty good talent supporting you on your album.
I worked with a number of different musicians over the years as I was developing the songs. And I finally started gigging with a band in New York. And the people that I ended up playing out a lot with were Max Christopher on bass, who's also an artist in his own right, and a Bear artist as well. And drummer Bear Mike Fass played the drums, who did an excellent job. Joe Cavallo on the electric guitar, who was wonderful. And then my good friend Toshio Mana played a lot of the keyboards, and he did an arrangement for one of the songs called Letting Him Go. He did the whole arrangement. And all of them really kind of, you know, they put in the perfect thing to accent what I was trying to do with the music, and I'm really happy with the way the band turned out.
Why did you start Bearapalooza?
Why did I start Bearapalooza? Because I actually, before I started going to Out Music open mics in 2002, and before I had discovered Out Music, I was just kind of doing music in my room, not really putting it out there. And I started going to the open mics, and I suddenly discovered that, you know, I could do something with this passion for music and share it with my community. And at the same time that was going on, I was also discovering this new identity of the Bear community. And I was, like, doing things with the Metro Bears of New York. And for some reason, I just, like, these two things that I loved and that were giving me a new sense of who I was and helping me to grow and become more of who I really am, they just seemed to go together. And I knew a couple of guys in the Bear community who were musicians. And at the time, Chris Landhair was doing a show at Finally Fred's in the Village. And he had a night where he thought he was going to be out of town. He thought he was going to be in Australia. And he said, you know, I got this night and I need somebody to take it over and do it. And I said, you know, I do have this little Bear thing I've been wanting to do. I don't know how big a deal it would be or anything, but I'd really like to do it and get a couple of my Bear friends together and have a little concert. So I decided to take the night over, and I asked Martin Swinger to do it, and I asked Ernie LaJoy and a couple other people, and I just started advertising it around town, and it turned out that my little idea for me and my friends, like, somehow resonated with the community. And, you know, it was sold out, and I couldn't fit people in the club, and so it was kind of a surprise to me. It was just something that I wanted to do for myself and my community, and I was surprised that it kind of took off, and I've been doing it ever since.
So when was the first one?
First one was November 11th, 2002, at a club in the West Village in New York City called Finally Fred's.
How many have there been?
Well, if you count the Christmas show, I think we're up to, like, 10 of them. I'm pretty sure I'd have to count. Let me see, Seattle, 3 years in Nashville, 3 years in New York, Philadelphia. Yeah, it's about 10. It's about 10 shows.
How do you figure out who to invite to perform?
I find people through a lot of different sources, one of them being Out Music and the Out Music list. And another is Bear Radio, bearradio.net, which is an online radio station, which has expanded far beyond the Bear community now and has a lot of different artists on it. But when it started out, it was primarily Bear artists. And I got a lot of ideas for who to invite from that. Also from Greg's compilations, Bear Tracks, just people I knew in the community. The way that I choose who is going to perform at one of these concerts, it really doesn't have as much to do with fitting a certain look as it does with a person's self-identification in the community. I just kind of look for people who are I think going to be a good fit with the very family brotherhood atmosphere that we have, and who want to do it because they want to celebrate the community, not just because it's a gig.
Do you think there's such a thing as Bear music?
Well, it may seem like an interesting parallel, but the way I like to talk about that is to say, in the field of contemporary Christian music, you don't really have a genre. I mean, it can kind of cross all genre lines, but what ties them all together as artists is a shared philosophy or a shared sensibility. And that's, I think, what is the common thread that ties bear musicians together. A lot of times bear artists are writing from a place of like showing something that's different about being a gay man than what is typically seen in the mainstream or in the, what I call the gay stream. Because, you know, there is an image that a lot of mainstream society sees of gay men as being into certain genres of music or looking a certain way or acting a certain way. And a bear sensibility tends to come from a different place. It kind of turns that on its ear. Not to say that it's better than that, but it's just an alternative to it, that gay men don't have to fit into a box. They can like rock music, and they can be into country and folk, and they can be rappers, and they can be hairy and big and still be on stage and think they're sexy. And to celebrate that diversity and that difference, that's where I think a lot of artists who are considered bear musicians, like, they come from that place.
Let's get to one of your songs. And the first of your songs to make a big impact with me was Echo.
Echo has been my friend for many years. I wrote it just walking around the streets in New York City one day. I was just like, I live in this big city. There's all these people around, but I still don't feel that deep connection. I still don't feel sometimes I felt like completely alone on the subway. And I think that's very common for a lot of people who live in the city, because having all those people around, especially in a big city like that, doesn't necessarily mean that you're connecting. I started thinking about, you know, well, I want to hear something from somebody else that says, like, you know, I resonate with you. I get you. And I kind of translated that into hearing an echo come back. And I just started playing it at the open mic. And again, it was one of those surprises. For some reason, like, most of the people I've played my music for, they just zoom in on that song and they go, oh, I really resonate with that. That really hits me in the heart. And I really know what you're talking about.
I live in a city filled with millions of people, but I still feel all alone. The air is filled with noises of technology and progress, fax machines and cellular phones. Wanna hear a voice that rises above them, telling me I'm not the only one. Wants to hear a sentiment that sounds familiar. I'm listening for sounds of life in the emptiness. I'm waiting for an echo. Got my ear to the ground, listening for a sound that's gonna save me. In the world beyond me, I want to look into the eyes of another, see something I recognize. I want to know that my life has a meaning, want to know where I belong. I want to hear my voice coming back to me. Sounds of life in the emptiness. I'm waiting for an echo. Got my ear to the ground, listening for a sound that's gonna save me. Got my heart as a guide, my eyes are open wide this time. I'm listening for sounds of life. It tells me I've been here before. Or a high
house where an old friend comes to greet me at the door. Or just to know that I have a place in the universe. I'm listening for sounds of life in the emptiness. I'm waiting for an echo. I got my ear to the ground, listening for a sound that's gonna save me. I got my heart on the guide, my eyes are open wide this time. I'm listening for sounds of life out there, out there, out there.
What was the first music that you remember that dealt lyrically with bear culture?
It was definitely Martin Swinger. Martin Swinger is the first guy that I ever heard that dealt lyrically with bears in his music. It breaks my heart whenever I hear Teddy Bear's Lullaby. It's a love song to his honey bear, and I've met his honey bear, and they're a wonderful couple, and I've gotten very close to them. And it's just wonderful to hear that in a song. And I remember the first time I met Martin was at Day to Be Gay in the Catskills. I think that was in 02 as well. And I remember he was selling this CD called Bare Naked that had fur on it. And they sold out. And I thought, wow, he's cool. I got to talk to him.
And I know you've, in an email to me, you called him the godfather of bear music.
I absolutely did, yeah. And that's because, like I said, that he's the first guy that I ever heard that was doing anything lyrically with that world and who was celebrating that world through music.
What are your plans for future Bearapaloozas?
Well, 07 is looking to be kind of busy, actually, with Bearapalooza. There's two things that I have in the works that aren't definitely 100%, but we're negotiating them, and they'll both be new locations for us. One is August in Washington, D.C., and the other is in May in Houston, Galveston. So that should be exciting. And then we have two shows that are now going to be annual shows, of course, here in Nashville, because that's where I'm based out of. And that'll be at the end of September for the annual Bear Jam here. And then just this past November, we did our first show at a campground in Florida, just outside of Tampa, called Sawmill Campground. It's a gay campground. And we had such a good time there, and they loved us so much that they're asking us to do it annually. So that'll be in the beginning of October.
What's it like being an openly gay artist in Nashville?
It's not too bad. It's not what I thought it would be. Nashville is not what I thought it would be. I kind of had these illusions when I came here of down-home, grassroots authenticity. That does exist here. You can find it. There's a really great music community here that's very, very authentic and grassroots. But I guess I just didn't realize just how much of a manufactured business the music world is here. There's a lot of rhinestone and the big music machine here. And that can be a little overwhelming sometimes. But just like anywhere else, I guess, there's a whole other world, like coexisting right alongside that, of people playing real gigs and cafes and sharing music and songwriters nights. And you know, when I moved here, there wasn't much of a queer music scene, and I really one of the reasons I wanted to move here is I felt like the gay community in Nashville was on the verge of a change. I could feel like there's a street called Church Street here in Nashville where there's a lot of gay clubs opening. There's a large gay bookstore. There was a cafe that opened for a little while. And it just really felt like, you know, we were starting to get like a little bit of a center. And I wanted to be here to try to bring music to it. And I tried to start the Out Music open mic here. Didn't go over too well. I really had a hard time finding musicians because, like, unfortunately, a lot more musicians here are in the closet than I'd like to admit. But I gave it a shot, and it might have had a lot to do with the venue, too. I'm still looking for another place to start it up again. But I started to do Bearpaloozas here. I started doing some different gay events around town, did Pride, and this is kind of getting to be a long story, but now, today, 2 years later, there's a little bit more of a music scene. There's live music going on at some of the gay clubs. Our Bear Club is having a variety night every month with live music at it. So I'm seeing a slow progression. I'm seeing a slow rise in different types of entertainment for the gay community and different types of artistic expression. You know, I guess I was kind of spoiled in New York, but there's a lot of great musicians here, a lot of great people who want to do great work and who want to get together and share something, and I'm just kind of discovering more of that every day.
The title track from your new album is Break the Silence. Can you tell me about that song?
It's interesting because I wrote Break the Silence. I started writing it a long time ago, like in like 89. And I was in a heterosexual relationship at the time, still kind of closeted to myself. And I wrote these lyrics that, you know, I didn't realize that it was so specifically about wanting to come out. And then years later, when I was putting together Bearpaloozas, I just kind of went, let me go through some of my old songs and see if anything's worth dusting off and kind of putting into my repertoire. And I pulled out Break the Silence, and I just, like, this flashbulb went off. This was me, years ago, yearning to be completely self-realized and to be completely free and live with honesty and integrity. So I changed a few of the lyrics to make that more specific. You know, it became my anthem, and it became my coming out song, and I thought that it was a perfect title for the album.
Drums. Bass. Guitar. My world come tumbling down. Doubts and fears that were in my mind left me a prisoner to my own pain. All my feelings I kept inside. All my desires I had to hide. I can no longer take this frustration if I want to stay alive. Break silence. Scream out with my heart and my soul. I wanna live, oh, I wanna fly. I wanna scream out my love and desire. I gotta break silence. With a voice that's filled with passion, I want to shout out in my own name. Now that I have broken free, my world will never be the same. I will build up myself with pride. Inside this shelter I can no longer hide. I have learned to dissolve this frustration so that I can stay alive. I learned to break the silence. Scream out with my heart and my soul.
desire. I gotta break the silence. Hiding deep within the dark, how can I breathe? Choking on the words that have set me free, living in fear. Only knowing fear, only knowing pain. When I get up, stand up, throw open the door. Gotta break the silence, scream out with my heart and my soul. Scream out my love and desire. I gotta break the silence.
Again, that was Break the Silence. In your song, Free Man, I love the pride that you include in the lyrics, I'm a free man, a big man, a fat man, and a hairy man. How did that song evolve?
Free Man I wrote because I was thinking about my dad, of all things, and I haven't spoken to my dad in like 15 years, really. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that I'm gay, and I started thinking about, you know, like, my last name is Freeman. What connection do I have to my dad or his side of the family? I mean, I have no connection to that side of the family. And I started thinking, what does this name mean to me? Like, what does it mean to be a Freeman? Like, and I started thinking of it less as my dad's name and more of a power word. And so I started thinking, what does it mean to be a free man? What it means to be a free man is to be able to do your best, make mistakes, love yourself, love the people around you, love your identity, love your body, and, you know, just embrace who you are as yourself. And one of the big things that I say in the song a lot is, you know, I make mistakes, I stumble, I have bad habits, and that'll never change. Well, you know, some things will change. We change until we die. But some things may never be perfectly the way I want them to be about myself. But I love myself despite that. I embrace who I am. And that's what Free Man is about.
Too many years have been wasted. Too many lies have been told. Too many tears have been tasted on my lips. Too many dreams have been sold. Starved of light in this room, craving the warmth of the sun. I dive naked into the joy of self-discovery. I am born, I'm a free man. Loving who I am, nothing more and nothing less. My name is Free Man. mistakes. Those mistakes will be my own. I got habits I wish I could shake. That's okay, cause in time I will grow. I'm loving me, perfect in my imperfection. Proud of who I love and who I am. I'm aware that I am a contradiction. Shadows and light combined. I'm a free man, loving who I am, nothing more and nothing less.
Down to the last song, at least of the radio version of the show. But before I get to it, I want to thank you all for listening. And I want to especially thank Greg Hudson, Paul Golio, Martin Swinger, and Freddie Freeman for the interviews. And, as I had expected, the interviews were so good that I could not fit all of them into the radio version of this show. And especially, I could not fit in all the music. So my internet listeners can hear a very extended version with a lot more comments and additional music. That, of course, can be found at www.queermusicheritage.com. And, as always, if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. As I researched and worked on this show over the last few weeks, I developed a list of about 50 artists and over 80 songs I wanted to pick from. And I pretty much knew right away that I wanted to start the show with Martin Swinger's Teddy Bear's Picnic, but I wasn't sure how I would end it. Well, my thinking sort of evolved to very logically provide me my answer. I'll end this feature on bear music the same way Freddie Freeman ends every Bearpalooza show. So, of course, I had to ask him about his song, Fat Bottom Bears.
Fat Bottom Bears. Well, again, I felt like for Bearpalooza, I wanted to do something that really kind of captured that essence of loving big men and celebrating big men and putting that big man up there as that pinup on the pedestal instead of the usual thin, hairless young guy. And I don't know, I just started thinking about Queen. I started thinking about Fat Bottom Girls, and I went, you know, I could change the lyrics around a little bit. It'd be really fun. And it's become at Bearpalooza's, kind of the ending of the night when everybody gets on stage and they all join me in singing this song. And it's always a lot of fun.
Here's Freddie Freeman with all the performers from Bearpalooza 2003 at CBGB's Lounge in New York City.
Soon as I reached puberty, left alone with Big Fat Daddy. He was such a dirty daddy. Big Daddy, I made a bad boy out of me. I've been singing with my band, across the wire, across the land. I've seen every blue-eyed Twinkie on the way. But their beauty and their style were kind of smooth after. To those hairy daddies every time. Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside your FI life. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out that bottom bears. You make the rocking world go round. Got your mortgages and homes. No stiffness in my bones. Ain't no beauty queens in this locality. Oh yeah, but I still got my pleasure. Still got my greatest treasure. Big Daddy, I made a bad boy out of me. Oh, you gonna take me home tonight. Oh,